Aerovision, Ireland's number one Eurovision podcast.
Hello and welcome back to the Aerovision podcast. Today is kind of a different episode. We're going to say this is a bonusode, but that sounded a bit odd now. But let's go with it. The bonus episode of Eurovision this week, it's only going to be short and sweet like Sabrina Carpenter, and we're going to just hit you with a few really cool events coming up. Like, this is our prime time of year. It's like Christmas for Eurovision fans. I always say January when Eurosong is coming up, it's like Christmas, but this is like even bigger. It's even better. Like, the countdown is on, we're only a month away, so we thought, why not go through some of the really cool events coming up in Dublin and across Ireland over the next few weeks and make sure that you catch up with them all. How are you, Lou?
I'm well, Alex. Well, I'm still recovering. The voice is a little bit better than the end
of
the...
I was going to say, well, seems like a strong word.
As Park from Armenia says, I'm a survivor today. I'm getting through.
He's a survivor.
Walking down a common street. I'm a survivor.
We need to call it the LEP flu, I think. Like, I think we're all suffering a little bit, but like in a good way.
We're living it large. But this is a short one today from Alex and I, really, just to drop onto your feeds. And to remind you guys of a couple of bits coming up over the next while, we've already had the London Eurovision party. We're sure many of you OJE Ireland members attended the Cork preview party on April 12th. Hope you all enjoyed that. Looks like it was a great time. For those of us who were in London and missed it, we were very, very jealous. We have to shout out something very, very important coming up at the end of this week, Friday, 18th April, in the Workman's Club. It is the OGAE Dublin preview party for Eurovision 2025, with absolutely amazing performances to come from Aiko from Czechia 2024 and Niall, Eurosong superstar finalist from this year, 2025. Alex, yourself, myself, and Connor are helping out with the hosting. Are you excited?
I am so excited. Like, I actually never miss an OJE Eurobash. It's kind of insane. I think I've missed one in the last 2 years in Dublin, which is not well. So I always make sure that I can attend them. So it's really nice to be able to take part and, yeah, play a role, I suppose, in Eurobash. So really thankful that they asked us. And also, like, shout out to Niall and Aiko, like, two absolute legends. Niall in particular, we loved. Like, I actually recently listened back to our Eurosong episode, and like, you can just tell how much love we had for him the whole time and still do. Like, I'm ready to start the campaign for 2026. Like, Emmy is a legend, amazing. She needs to have her year. We're not taking away from Emmy, but Niall needs to have 2026, I think. So yeah, really excited to see not just his song, but also what he brings to the pre-party. I'm saying it. This is Dublin pre-party 2025. I'm calling it. And Aiko then as well, like, absolute legend. And yeah, as I said, if you go on to our TikTok and watch some of the videos that we've put up of us dancing to the likes of Germany, 2025 and Cannes, loads of those clips have come from Eurobashes. Like, that's genuinely our favourite place usually to party and to listen to Eurovision songs. There's no better place to be on a Friday night of a bank holiday, so make sure that you book your tickets. So you will be able to find them in the links in our bio, or if you go onto the OJE Ireland Instagram or TikTok, wherever you want to find us or them, you'll be able to purchase a ticket. Just make sure to purchase it before you go, just in case they run out, and no one wants to be left disappointed, right? So make sure you throw it in your basket and pick it up for this weekend. So yeah, really looking forward to it. What else have we got coming up in our calendar, Lou?
Well, Alex, I've needed a week to recover from London. I'll probably need a week to recover after the Dublin party. But I will be hoping to do so to have a bit of a Laika party up in County Westmeath in Mullingar, because Larissa Tormey is taking part in her Sofa Sessions concert on Friday, April 25th at 8 p.m. And this is going to be a fantastic event showcasing Larissa's talent, showcasing her amazing personality, may I say. She's such a legend. And yeah, celebrating just what is a Westmeath legend. As she said in her own words, she's up there with Joe Dolan and Niall Horan and the best of the best from County Westmeath. So we're hoping to see you all there. And we're sure there'll be lots of other Eurovision fans in attendance as well on that week. Alex, we have to shout out, this is kind of a fun announcement for ourselves on the pod. Quickfire ratings are back. Woo, it's that time of year, Alex. Are you excited?
They're the best episodes. They're so fun to film, but I love listening to them as well. Like, some of them I wouldn't be on, and sometimes I haven't even heard you guys, what your opinions is. So it's always really interesting to listen for me and to hear what you guys think, particularly some of the more obscure ones. And like, you do love the controversial ones, you know. We won't go over, we need to do like top 10 most controversial your Eurovision moments someday because you always get some of the juiciest chats like in the quick fire. So yeah, really looking forward to them. Hopefully lots of ups and downs and loves and hates, and yeah, it always brings the fire and the spark. So I do love those episodes, and they'll be coming at you hard and fast as we get to really the actual Eurovision. Like, we'll be there, how many times a week, Lou, are we saying? Do we have a schedule?
They're dropping every single weekday. So wow. They're due to begin on Thursday, the 24th of April. And there will be 12 episodes covering, you know, 30 plus countries in the contest this year. And they'll run kind of right up until that first week of May, right up until rehearsals are about to begin, I suppose. We like to drop them before we really get the rehearsals. So that's kind of like clean slate then. When the rehearsals come along, very, very exciting stuff. We're very honoured as a team to have press accreditation this year for Basel. I shall be online in Dublin. Connor will be joining me as well with his accreditation. And Alex, you'll be on the ground in Basel. Are you buzzing for Basel?
Guys, I'm going to be on my lonesome. Prayers for Alex. Hashtag prayers for Alex in Basel without Lou and Connor.
You won't. You'll have all the pals in the press room. Don't worry.
I will. I'm glad I was there last year to make some lovely, lovely pals that I'll be looking forward to reuniting with. But it will be strange not having you guys there. But yeah, really looking forward to it. I'll be covering the rehearsals and hopefully reporting back to you guys on what I've seen on the ground, what the atmosphere is like. Again, it's always some good content that comes out of the week and some good laughs as well. And hopefully we'll get a good qualification, which will lead us into the grand final as well, that we can all celebrate throughout the week. So make sure that you're tuning in that week as well. We're really amping up the content now. Like, it's going to get intense. So make sure you're following us on everything. Instagram, TikTok. Are we on Pinterest? I don't think so. But, you know,
all Devin, right, Devin. Adorami.
Devin wants to know.
Okay, so guys, to recap, quickfire ratings are back next week. The final question boxes are going up in the next couple of days. So if you haven't voted yet or given your ranking, go and do that on our Instagram or send us an email. Larissa Tormey next Friday, April 25th in Mullingar and County Westmeath. And Friday this week, Friday, 18th April in Workman's Club, OJE Dublin preview party. It begins at 7 p.m. Watch through of all this year's Eurovision entries, and at 9 p.m. live show with Aiko and Niall. Alex, we need to go back to bed now and recover before all of this stuff.
Yeah, I need to recover from London Eurovision party, so I'm ready for Dublin Eurovision party. Let's kick it off. It's going to be a yearly thing now, bigger and better every year. Can't wait.
Guys, hope you enjoyed this bonus-ode, as Alex said.
Bonus-ode. Very naughty.
That's a word I'll be using again. And for now, all we have to say is
Slán go fóð.